the basics of creating a spell. Step one, you need an intention. Hello and welcome to another episode of Goddess Hangs.
Episode 88.
Woo! We made it! My favorite number, 888. Well, just
abundance.
Abundance. Infinite source energy. I'm Sadie.
And I'm Juliet, obviously.
And we created Goddess Hangs podcast to make the world of mindset, magic, and manifestation more relatable
and fun.
Did you hear Craig in the background?
I did.
I think he's leaving and he said, I love you, Sadie, or bye, Sadie. Bye, babe. Doesn't know how to be quiet. Talks all day long.
he's a chatty Kathy.
He is the definition. It should be called a chatty Craig, should be the aww, term. Just nonstop. And I sit there and I start laughing. He's like, I'm not, what are you laughing at? I'm like, just that you've gone 10 minutes without taking a breath and without me saying a word.
Oh my gosh. Well, if you're watching, you know that once again, we are recording at a distance, but next week we'll be back together.
Yes.
Better than ever.
Better than ever.
I'm very excited. Very, very excited for that.
Yes. And we, you know, I'm about to go on vacation. So this is our second episode of the day. So we don't really have a like, what's new with you, but we thought we would share what's new with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let Juliet start out, but like, we wanted to tell you a little bit more about BizWitch Inc. because we are just so excited. It's been so fun creating all of the juicy content. Like, if you're not following BizWitch Inc., and even if you're not sure if you like care about making a business, if you've ever thought it'd be cool to have a side hustle, or you're just curious, yeah, we share what most people charge for in a program. Like, we share so much value on our page. So make sure you are following us at BizWitch Inc. on TikTok, on Instagram. And so, yeah, Juliet, tell us a little bit more about BizWitch Inc.
Well, what's very fun is you get to watch us launch a brand new venture in real time. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to be very transparent about the process and where we are and what we're doing and what we're both spending many hours a week working on. Mm-hmm. So one big exciting thing that we've been developing is we are preparing a complete rebrand, recreation, relaunch of Sadie's Money Mindset Magic, mm-hmm, which will now be the BizWitch Money Mindset Magic. We have some Sadie modules. We have some Juliet modules. It is, if you took Activate Your Magic and you liked the money portion, it is a good chunk of that. And then so much more new stuff. And good news is if you already took Money Mindset Magic with Sadie, yep, you will be grandfathered in to this new program. You do not need to buy it again. It is, yep, our treat and our gift to you. You know, you got lifetime access. So when the program changes and improves, in you come. So yes, I'm so thrilled. I just finished recording my part of the video modules for the art of selling and creating juicy offerings and how to price and all these things. And oh my gosh, like, this is, if I could go in a time machine and give this to myself a couple years ago,
yeah,
it would be such a game changer. So getting really excited about getting that content and that course in the hands of all of you ambitious biz witches out there. And it's taught from a perspective of, you know, you can make money in a field that you're passionate about, and maybe it's different, maybe it's alternative. You're probably not going to have, you know, mentors and teachers talking about making it as a witch, but right, there's so many pathways, and we really get into sort of the nitty gritty of what our field looks like and how to really, really succeed and do well financially. So, oh, so excited about that. What, mm-hmm, else, Sadie?
You know, it's, we didn't really realize that we were headed in the direction of becoming business coaches. But once we did that first round of Quantum Goddess, which will also be getting a rebrand and be turned into BizWitch Academy in the coming months. And, you know, now we're in the midst of round two of Quantum Goddess. We just realized that there was such an opportunity to support witches and mystics and spiritual babes in not only like starting a business, but a really abundant business. And, you know, understanding that you don't have to have a gigantic audience to make a really good living. And it's been the greatest gift of our lives to figure that out for ourselves. So then to be able to turn around and like give it to other spiritual babes is just the coolest, most rewarding thing ever. So we realized during this last launch of Quantum Goddess how passionate we were about it, but also how we wanted to be able to separate it from the Goddess Hangs brand, because we wanted to really like lean into this being our space where we're besties and we're talking about, you know, sometimes we'll talk about business stuff and strategy and things like that on this podcast, but we felt sort of our one path starting to break off into these two things of like, okay, let's like make a space for ourselves where we can go all in all the time and still keep the core values of what Goddess Hangs is about yeah. learning new things and finding new, you know, offbeat, occult, mystical, magical topics that maybe don't have to do with business and stuff. So this was our way of being able to do both and be doing both all of the time. Because during this last launch, I think it felt a little like, are we drilling our Goddess Hangs babes too much with the business stuff? Not everyone here cares about starting a business, although we have so many of you who are ambitious and ready to do it. So this is sort of our way of like separating our worlds and just committing 1,000% to this thing that lights us up so much, which is just helping babes start amazing businesses. So we're just so excited to make this super accessible, just everything we've learned on our journey. There's going to be a membership coming in the coming months that's going to blow your freaking minds. The rebrand of Activate Your Magic and Money Mindset Magic, for those of you who are already enrolled in these courses, like, buckle up, you're going to be fucking amazed because it's getting all reworked. It's just going to be amazing. And so I'm so excited to be able to gift the babes that put the trust in me prior to this to say, hey, here you go, because it's going to make such a huge difference. And I can't wait to hear from all of you what you think in the coming weeks and months with all of this new content. And then to be able to partner with Juliet and bring in her magic on a program that I worked so hard on and is so insanely effective. Like, I have so many testimonials from this thing and is the greatest pride of my life. But then to be able to bring even more magic into it and redo it in a way where it's like both of us and you get the dream partnership energy, and it's just going to be fucking unreal. So I'm just so excited to birth this out into the world together.
I know.
Yeah, it feels so good. And it's, you know, I was reflecting on the retreat we had in Wisconsin, and my intention there was all about making abundant choices. And then immediately after that retreat, I got the download that, you know, even though I had created these programs and spent so much time on them and launched them multiple times, the abundant choice in this situation was to say, Juliet, we're doing this together. Scarcity mindset might have said, I made that. Like, that's mine. I can't do that. But instead, I had this like switch in my brain that went, Sadie, there's so much opportunity here to bring in your already dream business partner and say, how do we level this up and make it even better and do it in a way where we're both in on it? And it was just pretty amazing to go through that portal we had during our Wisconsin retreat and just see that immediate, like, I didn't even realize it right away, but the past week or so, I've been like, wow, I have been making more abundant choices. That was my goal. And just saying like, yeah, like all in, I don't care what I created and you created, let's mash it all together and figure out how it feels good. And it's all abundance and all up from here. So it feels so good to just be in this 100% together. I have to say, it feels so good. I'm just thrilled. So thank you for being my dream business partner.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for being mine. I think I might've mentioned this before, but it's the kind of thing where for about 6 months now, I've been sort of like hoping you might want to do this merger with me. Mm-hmm. But it felt inappropriate for me to say something. So I just was like, you know, because everything that we do together just does so well and like really lands with people. And I love setting up all the back end stuff that you don't love setting up. And so I was like, one day the worlds will fully collide. And like, it's here, it's happening. We have so much magic in the works. It is thrilling. I've never been more excited and driven to work so many hours and get so much stuff done. And it's very fun having a partner to be able to say, look, I'm going to share the screen. Look at this. And we're figuring this out. And it's just a beautiful, do you think we're in love with each other or what? It's the sweetest marriage.
I mean,
of the
we're more in from the government's perspective, we are 1,000 times more committed to each other than we are to our partners.
I know. We file taxes together.
We have a credit card together, a bank account together, a PayPal together. We're in it. The other day, Juliet was like, I was thinking today how you could just withdraw all the money and rack up the credit card bill and dip. And then I was like, I could do that too.
Yeah. I was like, I guess I could also do that, but we won't. We won't.
Shopping spree.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm excited for what's to come. And in this process, we are, we're learning new things. We are leveling up. We're educating ourselves to a new level in all areas, in, you know, scaling your business, automating your business, promoting, marketing, social media, all of that stuff. So through this process, it's also a big push for us to become even better leaders and teachers. So it's just very exciting all around for our past, current, and future students, because we always make the promise with anyone who enrolls in any of our programs at any time, like, you are in it for life. And if that particular program gets upgraded, added to, you know, improved in any way, like, you are always in it. And that also feels like such an abundant choice. So just so excited. Mm-hmm. So excited. It's all so good. And I can't wait to officially, very, very soon it's coming. So get ready. Make sure you're following BizWitch Inc. on everything. Because there's some fucking magic happening.
I know. I'm so obsessed. I'm so obsessed. It's like I wake up, I get ready, I watch like a video that teaches me how to do something, and then I eat, and then I sit down and I want to work. Like, I have to be like, oh my gosh, it's been 8 hours. I get up. Like, it's very fun to be so in the zone. And it feels like putting together, I told Victor last night, I said, this project feels like putting together like a 1,000 piece jigsaw puzzle. And sometimes you do just have to like get up and walk away from the table.
Yeah, for sure. And
let it sit and then come back, and then you get another little section done. And by the end, like, you get this complete picture. So yeah, I don't actually like sitting down and doing puzzles, but I like this kind of puzzle.
Yeah. And you know, we sat down for like our quarter three meeting, and I was like, I think quarter three is going to be like working, problem solving, hustling, but we are laying a really fucking cool foundation down so that quarter four, back to quarter one. I mean, the money is going to flow so much easier. Like, mm-hmm. It's like abundant choice. It's becoming so clear and so obvious. And those answers were there all along, but I shifted that mindset. And like, it's like, oh, obviously we need to do this. Oh, obviously we need to learn about that. Oh, obviously we need to move to this platform. It's just like, it's really cool. So we are in, you know, hustle part of the cycle. But it's going to lead to really, really like a flowing business that we don't have to hustle very often in after this, which is going to be really cool. And I can't wait to move through this process and learn from it and then teach it to other people, because the shit we're doing is unreal. And I'm so excited.
I know. So that's what's new with us collectively, you know, enjoying our business relationship and friendship and building all sorts of cool things behind the scenes. I'm already getting feedback from people, like people that I haven't talked to in a while have reached out and been like, this BizWitch thing's pretty cool. Like, people want to lean in. And I think right now everybody's sort of in the energy of like, let's see what they do.
Yep.
And you have every reason to be just as excited as we are. We promise.
Yeah,
just such a next level game changing thing, and we can't wait.
So excited. So shall we dive into today's topic?
Yes, please. Remember how last week, everybody, I shared the Simpsons information and Sadie went, whoa, what? So this week I'm going to sort of listen and learn along with you, because I'm sure I know some of these things, but I'm certain I don't know all or even most of them. So I'm going to take notes. I'm going to learn. So everybody grab a notebook just like me and let's learn from Sadie the Witch.
Sadie the Witch here to teach you about spell work. Very exciting. So I think I want to call this episode Spell Work for Dummies.
I love it.
Or Spell Work 101. Okay. So we love how much feedback we get whenever we do a witchcraft episode. So we're gonna do lots more of these. It's my favorite topic ever in the whole entire universe. So before we dive into spell work, like, please, if there is a topic that is witchy, let us know. We will learn and we will cover it. We're excited about all of the buzzing interest in these witchcraft episodes. So let's talk about the basics of creating a spell, because we have so many beginner witches, witch curious, and this will be a nice refresher for our more experienced witches too. And for me, it was even nice because you notes, because sometimes you're just sort of in autopilot when doing your daily rituals, your spells, and it's nice to sit down and go, you know, what am I really doing here? And come back to the deep intentionality that is necessary for a spell. So there's a few basic rules you want to follow or cover when you're creating a spell. So the basics. Here are the basics of creating a spell. Step one, you need an intention. And I'm going to dive more into an intention in a moment, but think of this as the intention being in your mind. For a spell, we're connecting mind, body, soul, /spirit, and we're bringing it into the physical reality. So first, we're involving your mind with the intention. Number two, ritual. This involves your body. We're working with physical matter. Three, the send-off is what I'm gonna call it, which is sending this signal out into the universe. This is using your soul or your spirit to connect with the spirit energy of the universe. And step four, taking inspired action, because we are co-creators with the universe. So we can work spells all day long, but if we are not doing our part and meeting the universe halfway, you know, things might start moving along for sure, but things are going to move so fast if you do your part and meet the universe there. So let's go back to step one, intention. There's a few basic rules that I want you to remember when creating an intention. So number one is to be specific and also let go of the details. So I know this sounds like a little bit contradictory, but let's cover be specific first. So how does it feel for like I want a new job versus I am so grateful for my new job that pays more than enough, is fun and fulfilling, and energizes me. See how I was more specific there? However, I didn't box myself into a specific, the details of like, it has to be this job, because I want to leave room for miracles. I want to leave room for the information the universe has that I don't. And I can tell you from experience, and I want to ask Juliet about this too. So when I wanted a new job, our last job where we met, we worked at a crystal store together. And at that job, I wanted to leave that job. And while I was on a job search, I found Manifestation Babe had a job posting. And so I didn't get that job, but I found her account, started learning about manifestation. And so I was like, okay. So I'm going to use these to find a new job. Now, I learned that I needed to say something more like, I'm so grateful for my new job that pays more than enough and is fulfilling and fun and energizes me, rather than saying like, I want a new managerial job that pays me more than I make now. Because then I would just be going in the same situation. It's like what I think I'm good at. So I think my ego is telling me, well, you know, you just got to get a better job, but it's like using the same thing, right? So at that time, I couldn't have said like, I had no idea that I could have a job that I worked for myself and was a witch. And, you know, I didn't have the skill set at that time to be a business coach specifically, right? So this is an example of, I didn't know what my dream job was at that time. I didn't know that this was possible for me. My brain, my mind couldn't possibly fathom that this, what I'm doing now, was an option. So you wanna let go of the details enough to say, hey, universe, can you lead me down the path that I will feel the most like me and feel the best? So being specific about what you want to feel, what you want to have. I want to have more than enough money. I want to feel fulfilled. I want to have fun. I want to be energized. This is what I mean by be specific. And Julia, do you have any good examples of intentions or anything to add to the be specific part of intention making?
So the first thing that came to my mind was like, let's say you're trying to do some type of love spell, like you want to call in your dream partner. You want to bring that closer to you. That's something that you really want. And I was like that. I was obsessed with finding my person. The second I stopped being obsessed, I met mine. Okay. Yeah. But sometimes I think this is an example where we are too hung up on the details. So people will have height requirements. They will have job requirements, income and salary requirements. They have to have grown up this particular way. I mean, it gets so narrow that the universe can't really move in and bring you the perfect person. Mm-hmm. I think for me, I was so hung up on like, it has to be a musician because I'm a musician. Mm. That was like my way too specific. And if I had zoomed that out a little bit, I mean, now the man of my dreams doesn't play any instruments and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So it's like that sweet spot, like Sadie said, between being specific about how you want to feel and what you want it to be like. But I love what you said, leave room for miracles. Mm-hmm. That's just divine. That's just divine.
And I think that's a good point, especially if you are, God, there's like a, oh, it's just a feather from my, I thought it was a bug. It's a feather from my shirt. I was like, oh. If you're watching the video, you saw that. If you're listening, sorry. About if you're manifesting a partner. So it's totally okay to write down a list of this would be nice, right? Mm-hmm. This would be great. Wouldn't this be nice if these were things, these are qualities? But I would focus more on things like we laugh together. They have a really great sense of humor. That's something that's personally really important to me. Like if you're not funny, not interested. Mm-hmm. And like if you're like, you know, I would love to manifest someone that's 6'4" or whatever. You can put that on the list, but don't hold yourself to that and say, hey, universe, like, I trust you, though. Like, I know that I don't know what's best for me. So, like, this or something better. This or something better. This person with these qualities or something better that I don't even know is what I want. Because we don't know. We don't know. Like, there's things we can't fathom that are out there for us. Okay. Basic rule for intention setting number two. Always, always in the present or past tense. You want to vibrationally align yourself with the energy of now, because now is the only time that exists, right? We're witches. We know time is a fucking illusion. And think about it. If you put something in the past or in the future tense, like it can feel funny to say something in the present tense that you're trying to get to. But if I say I will meet my soulmate, it's like that, I always say it's like the carrot dangling in front of the horse, and it gets them to keep moving forward, but they never get that fucking carrot. You don't want to dangle that intention in front of you. I will, or I want. You don't want to use words like that. I have, I am. I like to just say it as like a gratitude statement, like, oh, I'm so grateful that I met my soulmate and we live together and we have a family of cats and whatever. I'm using my life as an example. So always, always present tense, or you can say it in past tense. You can say, you know, I'm so grateful I made $1 million, past tense, even though I didn't make $1 million yet, right? So we want to, our subconscious mind really truly just believes whatever we feed it, right? So if we say these things in present or past tense, our subconscious mind goes, oh, that is that our reality? And we're going to start vibrationally aligning with that reality. And then our intuition is going, / our subconscious is going to say, oh, well, if that's the truth, then this is the way you would make this decision. If that's the truth, then this is the kind of action you would take. If that's the truth. So that's how it leads you towards. That's how the universe helps communicate with you and bring you there. So you have to take action on those things. And then my final basic rule for intention setting is be stubborn, but also flexible, okay? And I know these are contradictions, but I want you to, what I mean by be stubborn is be committed to what you want. So if this is your intention, if this is your desire, I mean be stubborn in that you pursue it, even if there's roadblocks, even if there's challenges along the way. If you know that this is the direction that you want to go, you be stubborn in moving towards that desire. And what I mean by be flexible is allow it to look different than what you expected. Allow the journey to get there to be different than you expected. Allow the universe, say it with me, leave room for miracles.
Leave room for miracles.
So there's, you know, something, there might be something you think you want this thing, and that's fine because it's going to lead you in the direction that the universe wants to take you. But then the universe is going to show up and go, actually, this is what we have for you. And you're going to go, holy shit, that's even better. So I like to always, with my intentions, say this or something better, this or something better. So that's the be stubborn but flexible. It's like, I demand this, but I'm flexible. Or something better, this or something better. And we just choose to trust that if it's not, quote, this, it is something better coming our way. And if you live in that energy, it will manifest around you. So those are my basic rules for intention. Is there anything else with intention setting that you wanted to add?
I just wanted to just drive that point home about when we say, and it's so normal in our language to say, I want this, I dream about this, I wish for this. It just continually places it in the future. If you want something, you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then our subconscious goes, yeah, correct, they don't have that.
Yeah.
So it is really, it feels funny at first, definitely feels funny, but we just have to talk about the things we want as if they're already here.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea that in the spiritual realm, it is done. In the mm-hmm. spiritual realm, we're making X amount of money. In the spiritual realm, I'm married. I have my babies. I have my dream home. It is so sign, sealed, delivered, and done.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's amazing that reality catches up to it.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels really good that way. And that was a visualization that helped me make stronger intentions and be able to like be flexible about them, because I felt like, oh, it's already like in the invisible realm, it's already promised and done and handled. And mm-hmm. I just have to like live day to day and catch up. And then it starts catching up. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think allow yourself to believe this, because I think this is true. The moment we have a desire, it's done. The moment it manifests as a desire in our mind, it already exists. And it's a matter of if we want our physical selves to pursue that, if we're willing to mm-hmm. take the steps to pursue that. Think about it. When you get hungry and you're like, I want a sandwich, that sandwich exists, and you just have to take the steps to either make it or go get it from the sandwich shop, right?
Right.
So if it's like, I desire this, it's already available to you. And mm-hmm. yeah, we're humans, so we live on these timelines and we have to take action towards what we desire. But in the grand scheme of the universe, it already exists. It's already available. The moment that desire hits you, it truly is already yours. And it's just a matter of you going and getting it and asking for it and saying like, look, I'm serious about this one. Let's do this. mm-hmm. And a spell is really, I like to think of it as like radiating this ask out, like a sonic boom. So it's when you do work a spell, it's what magnifying is the word. It's magnifying that we can affirm, we can speak our intentions out loud, we can script, we can journal about them in the present or past tense. We can do all these things, and a spell is another way to really just like magnify this energy. And I believe it speeds up what the universe can do, as long as we're doing our part to also speed up our intention. So it can open our intuition to the right actions to take. It speeds up the timeline. It helps the universe really match your energy, but like it's a two-way street. Okay, so first step in a spell is intention. You have your rules to create an intention. Write down your intention. Let's keep going. So the next part is a ritual. This is the fun part, choosing a ritual. Now, I want you to remember that spell work is highly intuitive. So have fun with creating your ritual. Let this be a creative outlet. Let this be something that you enjoy creating for yourself. I think spells are much more powerful when we create them ourselves than when we follow a recipe out of a book, right? So it's helpful in the beginning, of course, to have books to reference. But I would invite you to get the basics down and then have a lot of fun just following what you're drawn to. And it'll help really strengthen your intuition, too. And sorry, something in my throat. We saw a great example of this when we worked at the crystal store. People would come in all the time. They would ask us, what kind of crystal should I get for this thing? And Juliet would always say, you know what, before I answer that, I want you to have a look around. I want you to just pick up the crystals you're drawn to. And the reason does not have to be any more than you just think it's really pretty. And I want you to bring those crystals over here and we're gonna see. And every single time the people were fucking mind blown, because they were like, what? That's exactly what I needed it for. Like, we know. So trust yourself when you're creating your ritual. So you can find so many amazing things to use in a spell around your house, around your neighborhood, especially specifically in the kitchen, in the garden. And you can also get other things super cheap, like at the dollar store for candles. You can get, you know, you can recycle jars from your kitchen. Like, it's great to be a witch on a budget. This is not an area of, I love luxurious things, but when it comes to spells, it feels really good to pull from the land, pull from what I already have, to recycle things, because when we're digging into a spell, it's really connecting with the earth and connecting with the elements and connecting with spirit. So I think it's really nice to find what we can out of what we already have. It's sort of part of the spiritual experience. So You've got herbs in your cupboard. I mean, literally, salt is so powerful. It clears away energy. Cinnamon for abundance. Bay leaves are amazing to burn for manifestation. There's so many things. So I would invite you to take a look in your cupboard, see what you're drawn to. Go outside and look at the flower garden, see what you're drawn to. Look up the correspondences. You'll learn a lot just by doing this. And you can start your own little grimoire and taking notes of the things you're drawn to and the things you start putting together and how it feels and all of those things. So this is the ritual part is really a fun, creative learning process. And this is a really fun part of being a witch is it's all, you're always learning more. So let's see, what notes did I make? Look up corresponding meanings to the treasures you intuitively choose from your home, from your neighborhood, from your space. It will align with what you need, trust me. And then another important part of spell work is working with the elements. So a lot of witches like to have every element present on the altar when you're working a spell. So that would mean having water, fire, earth, air symbolically represented on your altar. And you know, you can have a feather for air, you can have a cup of water, you can have, you know, your candle is fire, a crystal for earth, or I mean, you have a little bowl of dirt or a little bowl of salt to clear the energy. There's so many different things you could do. And if you take a look at your birth chart, and you'll notice that what your sun sign is and whatever is heavily present, if you have an abundance of a certain element in your chart, you might find that you're really drawn to using those elements more profoundly. What's the word I'm looking for? More present in your spell work. Like, I have a lot of fire in my chart, so I love fire spells using candles. And I also am an earth sign, my sun sign, so I draw up a lot of energy from the earth. So that's an example. So I'm going to use a candle spell as just one example of creating a ritual because it's super simple, it's super easy, and I think it works for pretty much any intention you want to use. So I just fucking love fire. We all know that. Now, anytime you're dealing with fire, burn at your own risk. We all love
at your own risk, everybody.
Okay, so I wandered around my neighborhood and maybe picked up some flower petals, and I went in the kitchen and I said, I feel really drawn to these herbs today, and I got some. It can be helpful to, you can just use olive oil, any cooking oil you have, or if you have like a special abundance oil or something you bought, an oil is great to use, and then paper and a pen. So here's what you do to set up a ritual. Really simply, you would cleanse all of your tools. So I like to use incense. Specifically, I have been using eucalyptus incense lately because it's great for protection and cleansing. But use your favorite way to cleanse your space. You can always just visualize the clearing the energy too. Then I would write down my intention, or you can carve it into the candle if you have space, or you can write it, like if you have one of those like tall 3-day or 7-day candles in the glass, you could on a Sharpie write your intention on it. And then you would dress the candle. And so what I mean by this is you can add some oil to the candle, sprinkle the herbs, you could put, you know, like flowers around it. It doesn't have to be on the candle. If you're loading up the top of a small candle that has like an opening that's smaller, you don't want to put too much. That's a fire hazard. Be mindful, and it will smother the flame. So just a little bit. Or if you have like a candle that is not encased in glasses, like a chime candle, you can put oil on the outsides and stick the herbs to it. And then you would light the candle and burn the paper with your intention on it, if you wanted to, at your own risk, carefully. Or, you know, maybe a bay leaf has your intention on it. Now, I'm being a little vague because we have so much time here. And I'm trying to kind of be very general for a basic spell. But I want to just say right now, that if you want to dive into more specifics and have me take you through a spell on a more specific level, you can enroll in our Basic Witch 101 course. It's really cool. It'll give you all the introductions you need, and I get way more specific in there. So just a side note, if you're like, I'm getting lost already, I'm trying to be general on purpose because I want you to use your intuition to learn. But you dress that candle with what you've chosen, you light the candle, and now this is important. The next step in your spell is the send-off. So this is how to get the energy moving in your spell, because putting all of these pieces together, okay, now they have their own energies, and that means that they vibrate at the frequency to match what it is they correspond to. So cinnamon vibrates at a frequency that is the same as abundance. So we can, it's like putting these frequencies together to align that intention with the proper energy and send it off. That's how it magnifies, because these ingredients are making this nice little potion, this little spell, to get the energy right and align our energy with it as we're working with it and sending that aligned energy out to the universe. So we also have to get intentional as we do this. So as you're moving through this ritual, as you're putting these pieces together, you're starting to build out the intention in your mind. You're letting yourself visualize, see, feel the emotion of this intention coming to life. What would it feel like? What would it look like? What would it sound like? What would it taste like? What would it smell like? Use every sense you can. And as you're using the different herbs and oils and lighting that fire, you're getting intentional. You're like, oh, the cinnamon is bringing abundance. What does abundance mean in this situation? An abundance of love, an abundance of money. What are things that are going to happen as I receive that love or as I receive that money? You're letting yourself build up this fantastical, amazing life that you are aligning with. And so you're building this energy up as you're putting this ritual together using your clair senses, meaning your like spiritual senses, your imagination, really. You're building the feeling, and then as you light that flame, I like to sit there for a few minutes and really meditate, let myself get into that and feel this send off of energy. Imagine that. If I'm doing a candle spell, I like to see that flame, imagine it like glowing even brighter as it like shoots that out. Release this energy out into the universe. You're sending it out like a sonic boom to say, hey universe, put this into action please. And this is also a moment of you surrendering and saying, I trust you universe, I trust that because I felt this desire and felt called to do this ritual, I trust that you're doing your part and I'm gonna do mine too. So specifically, because I'm talking about a candle spell as the example, a few notes. If you can, leave that flame burning until it burns out, or snuff it out. Don't blow it out, because that energetically can kind of like scatter the energy. So snuff it out and keep relighting it until it burns out completely. And so that's the ritual aspect of it. That's the send-off aspect of it. And then the final and arguably the most important besides an intention is the inspired action. So now you have a job to do. You need to meet the universe halfway. You know, we get a lot of questions about how often can I do a spell? And my question is, if you feel like you need to do a spell over and over and over again, are you doing your part? Because most commonly, when we're not seeing anything happen with our spell work, it's because we are not meeting the universe halfway. You will be amazed at the miracles that happen when you follow through and take action and take inspired action and listen to your intuition and show up for your intention, because the universe is going to show up bigger and bolder than you ever thought possible. We have experienced this so many times. So the great news is that by doing this spell, you've aligned your energy with this being the truth, with this being the reality. So those intuitive nudges are going to come through so clearly. And it's just about learning to trust them and have the courage to follow through on them and take those actions, because we're co-creators. So taking action, if you're doing a protection spell, there maybe you need to speak up about a boundary you need to place. If you're doing a love spell, you know, maybe you need to get out more. Maybe you need to get on the apps. Maybe you need to tell your friends, like, I'm looking for love, because you never know. Maybe they have someone to introduce you to. So your intuition is going to lead you down those places to be and actions to take and being in the right place at the right time and all of those little miracles that are going to bring you to exactly where you want to be. But if the universe is like, oh, you ready to meet your soulmate? Okay, cool. So I'm going to give you this nudge to go to the grocery store right now, even though you think you don't need anything. And you're like, no, I don't know why I keep feeling like I need to do it. And you don't go, and then you don't run into your soulmate. Sure, the universe will conspire in your favor to help you meet again, but you got to listen to the nudge. It's all going to be so much easier. The universe has really got our back, I promise you. The one thing, and I'm curious if you have any other like frequently asked questions that I can answer, but the main one I get is, how often can I do a spell for the same thing? And I always say, you know, did you do your part? If you're not taking action and you're just doing a spell over and over, let's say like you're doing money spells every single month, like every week, because you're always almost short on rent, but you're not doing anything to change your money habits, make more money, work on your money mindset, take some sort of action to better that situation, the universe the first time might throw you, okay, yeah, here you go, I got you. But over time, the universe is going to get fed up, because the universe is going to go, well, you're not really helping yourself here. You're not really helping me out here. Like, I can't keep, you gotta empower yourself. You gotta do something. So if you feel like there's like a scarcity around it, like, oh, it's not working. I keep having to work these spells. That's a red flag. That's an alarm for you to go, okay, where do I need to take some power in this situation? Because the energy is funky there, right? If you are doing your part, and things are moving along, or maybe you've met a roadblock or a challenge, but you know that you've been taking action, hell yeah, do the spell again and say, because now you can hit it from a new angle. You can say, all right, I'm moving towards these desires. I feel really good about that. I'm at least trying to follow my intuition. I'm at least trying to take an action, even if I don't know if it's my intuition telling me that. I'm still working on listening to that, but I'm taking some action and putting some energy out there. But man, I keep going up against challenges. Hell yeah, do another spell. Maybe ask for some intuitive messages, ask for a sign, you know, what am I getting mixed up here? Where are the signals getting crossed? How do I do better? Because you can approach it from a different angle and you can feel really good about, like, you know, I am really doing my best with what I have here, and either I need to strengthen my intuition or just trust in those nudges more. But hey, I'm out here doing my thing. I'm trying to meet the universe halfway. So yeah, I would say go ahead and do the spell, but always like see how you can approach it from a different angle. If you're doing a money spell, maybe this month you applied for some, you know, new jobs, and maybe you got a new job that paid a little bit more. Maybe you didn't, but you put in effort, and then you feel like, you know what, I don't really feel called to be applying for new jobs anymore, but I'm still needing this abundance that I did this spell for. Okay, well, maybe the next intuitive nudge is like, maybe it's more about my habits and my mindset. Okay, well, I'm going to approach the spell from a different angle. Hey, universe, help me see where, you know, I have limiting beliefs or whatever it is. You get the idea. You can approach these things from different angles. It's not always about receiving the specific thing, because really we just want what the thing we think it'll make us feel like. So it's about, how can I pursue this feeling? And the money will follow the feeling. The love will follow the feeling. So getting yourself in that feeling of love, of abundance, of joy, of fun, of fulfillment. If I feel fulfilled, I'm not going to be able to help but see clearly, oh, this kind of job is what would make me feel fulfilled if I'm finding fulfillment in my day-to-day life. Does that make sense? So yeah, did I do my part? Do I really want this? Is something better now on my radar? All those things you can ask yourself if you feel the call to keep doing spells over and over and over again, if you feel like things aren't manifesting. And Juliet, back to you. Is there Anything I missed?
So I have a comment and then a couple good frequently asked questions, I think. So my comment is, my favorite thing about all of this was your emphasis on how it gets to be creative, it gets to be intuitive. I did a little spell recently where I assigned certain crystals, like one was me and one was Victor, and I like set them up a certain way. And there's really so much potential to really play. Because the question that I wanted to ask is, I imagine somebody would say, like, can I mess it up? Can I do it wrong? Is something bad going to happen? And from my experience, you know, as long as your intentions are good and you're coming from a good-hearted place, you can't mess it up. I mean, what are your thoughts on people who might be a little hesitant or concerned?
That's such a good question. So only, this is my rule, take it or leave it. This is our rule. We both abide by this. Only do magic for yourself. Do not do it at other people. Do not do it for other people unless you have their express permission and they said, this is my intention. Can you help me put a spell together? Okay. But things get funky when we try to put our will on somebody else. Okay. You always hear about love spells going wrong, and a love spell will always go wrong, almost always, if you're like, I want that person, so I'm gonna do a love spell on them so they're in love with me. Because guess what? You're fucking with their timeline and you're fucking with your own timeline if that's not the person that the universe has meant for you. We don't know what we want. We are these sweet, innocent little human brains that think we know so much, but the universe, God, angel, spirit, whatever you want to view that as, or whatever you feel comfortable saying, it knows best. So we have to trust in that. So like, if you're gonna work a love spell, I love love spells, but it is always on myself. The more I love myself, the more love I attract. You know, the more I love myself, the easier it is for me to see clearly. You know, if you're dating, you know, the more I love myself, the more clear it is right on the first date if this is worth pursuing. If you find yourself falling in love quickly with the wrong people, you can really get specific about what you need, but never go, oh, I'm so grateful that Jane Doe over there is madly in love with me and we have a family together, because that could very well happen, but that's not who you were meant to be with, and you have a not so great life together. So that would be my thing. Like, you won't mess it up when you do it for yourself, and you always word things like putting so much trust in the universe and what's best. So that's like how I was saying in the be specific portion of the intention, is like, be specific in the feelings you want to experience, but don't lock yourself into a certain person or a certain job or a certain house or a certain city to live in, or don't lock yourself into too specific of things, because there might be something better that's meant for you and that the universe had ready for you, and you're just gonna throw that all away because you thought you knew best. Always move from the space of just like trust and saying this or something better, and keep your heart open to the possibilities. And like, the only way you can mess it up is if you just get so tunnel visioned in on a specific thing that you don't see that the greater thing is out there for you. So there's nothing to fear. Just always do spells from a place of abundance and love, not taking from somebody else. And not being like specifically directed at, you know, especially another person, or, you know, being too specific, because you might think like, I want to move to London, but actually the dream life that you're dreaming of is in some other, you know, city, that once you get the intuitive nudge to go visit there, and you just immediately hit it off with a new group of friends, and you find your dream job, and oh my gosh, the soulmate's there, and you could have closed that all out because you were tunnel visioned and doing this specific thing. You didn't trust in the universe and trust in your intuition. So that's my spiel about that.
Amazing. I have a couple more things I'd love to add. I'm very inspired. So you mentioned if people say, like, what if the spell doesn't work? We have to still hold the faith, even if it's like, well, it's been 10 days. What's wrong? What am I doing wrong? Nothing. Everything is still divine timing. Everything is still divine order. If you're trying to call in love for yourself, your dream person may still be, they might still have a couple more lessons left before they come into your life. The dream, the money, the income, the success, the treasures, whatever it is, you might just be moments away. So it's like, still hold the faith and the energy and just put your, like, believe that your spell is working.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, there's a lot of, you can definitely say, like, hey, it would be great if it happened in this timeline, but I also trust, again, leave it open, but I trust in yours, this or something better, because there was quite a few examples of, like, me, like, being like, oh, I really want, like, I really wish that our audience was growing at this rate. I wish that we had this many, you know, people. I wish it was time to do this, and doing intentions about that. Also, never use the words I wish. But, you know, but just try to explain. And it not happening for a while. And then literally when it, like, moments where we, like, get a new influx of followers, it being, like, right when it was perfect timing, or me being like, oh wow, now that this is all happening, I would not have been ready for this when I first asked for it, because now I'm doing all these readings and I have this course available that I'm able to sell, and I didn't have any of this infrastructure. I would have made this go totally to waste because I didn't have anything that I was confident enough to sell to this many people. So it's like just really trusting, and like, I thought that I wanted this visibility and this influence at this time, but I wasn't ready for it then. I had to grow and learn and put certain things in place, and then it happened at the perfect timing when I was feeling really good and confident for that to happen. So whatever it is, it's like, all right, I must not be ready, and I'm just gonna keep working on myself and doing my thing and taking my action, and I'm gonna hold that. I'm just gonna keep doing my part, and it's okay to feel discouraged at times. Just move through that energy. Do another spell. Do another spell for confidence. Do another spell for trust. Do, you know, like, it's so fun. It's fun to just keep playing with the magic, but it's pretty fucking unreal when you put complete trust in it, how quickly things start happening.
Well, and when you laid everything out as, like, you know, intention is mind, ritual is body, send off is spirit, taking inspired action is action. It's like, so many of us just think about what we want. Mm-hmm. What we desire. And then many of us will think about it and take action. But then how much more powerful does it become when we move it through our body with a ritual, when we send it off and connect with spirit? It just amplifies the process. You can truly just do the mind and the action and skip the middle.
Yeah.
It's not as fun. And I don't think it's as powerful and magical and exciting.
Yeah.
But that's really, it's just like a way to really add extra dimensions to the manifestation process. And then I was thinking, the last question that popped up was like, maybe some common words or phrases, or some go-to words or phrases that we use. And I was thinking, at the very end of a spell, we might say, and so it is, or and so it is done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, these are all entirely up to you, whoever's listening, but that's one that we tend to use. Do you have any other go-to words, phrases, openings, closings?
Funnily, I like to say God, angels, universe. I like to say it all.
I do too.
Don't know why. So I like to, you know, say like, God, angels, universe, I'm so grateful for this, this, this. I trust in you. I trust in you caring. I'm open to, you know, the path for my highest good, whatever that may be, this or something better. And then I typically end with, and so it is done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know why I always say thank you three times. Feels good to me. Power of three. I don't know. But that's typically how I open and close. And, you know, here's another thought I had too, is that some witches will cast like a circle around them for protection. So it's, you know, for me, my protection is just always with me. So I don't typically sit down to a spell and say, here's a circle protecting me. But that you can do that. I personally feel connected to Archangel Michael, who is connected to protection. And I just say, Archangel Michael, thank you for being my protector. Please, you know, thank you for acting as my gatekeeper, only allowing energies who have unconditional love for me and my highest good in mind to interact with me, to be in my energetic space, to support me. So that's just kind of a thing I have a habit of saying like every morning or every few days. I'm just like, shout out Archangel Michael, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So I don't, unless I have a plan to go really deep into meditation, I don't do it necessarily like right before a spell or meditation. It's just sort of a daily practice for me. But protection is never a bad idea, especially if you are someone who's like really empathetic and picks up on others' energies really easily. Then it would probably be really good just to have generally a daily protection practice, which I also talk about in Basic Witch 101. Lots of ways to cleanse your energy, protect your energy. All those fun things. So if you loved this episode and you want to learn more, definitely check that out. It is on sale for only $33, and it's over an hour of just everything you need to know to start or refresh your witchcraft practice. It's really about giving you the very basics to inspire you to create your own, because witchcraft is so unique. If there is a teacher out there that says it has to be this way, red flag alert. We will always say always what we teach. Take with you what resonates, leave the rest. Witchcraft is so intuitive. It is so individual. It is so totally what feels good to you, what works for you. So Basic Witch 101 is really about inspiring you to get curious, to try new things, to explore. And it's going to give you the confidence to do that. It's everything I wish that I knew when I was starting out, because there's so much information out there and a lot of it contradicts. And so I really tried to put this together in a way that feels like safe and allows you to trust and be able to follow your own intuition and crafting your own unique practice. And I've had so many babes go through this and they always love it, and they're all really active, powerful witches now. So it's a really great program, and I'm excited to invite more of you in it. So that is Spell Work for Dummies.
Yay!
We did it. I love it.
We did it. It's so funny, as if we haven't done a zillion spells together. I just took notes. Because, you know, part of being a witch, I would say, is being curious, being inquisitive, yeah, being excited to learn. And so there were a couple of things you said that I was like, ooh, that's a new way to look at that. I really like that. So
yeah, I'm a experienced practicing witch, and I love reading books for beginner witches constantly, because there's always something you go, oh, I didn't think about it that way. Oh, that's a cool way to see that. Oh, that's an interesting way to like put your intention into something. And it's just so fun. Our practices are always evolving and growing along with us. Mm-hmm. So I hope for even our experienced witches out there that you gleaned something fun from today. And if you have any of your own witch tips you want to drop in the comments on YouTube or share with us on the clips on, you know, TikTok or Instagram, we'd love to hear your witch tips, your spell tips, because I'm sure we can learn something from you all too.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing what you have to share with us, or what was your biggest takeaway from Spell Work for Dummies?
Spell work 101.
I wonder if the Four Dummies series has a spell work for dummies. I have to look that up now. Do you remember all of those books?
I do. The yellow book with the little guy on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a brilliant. It's brilliant.
They're going to come for us. Or like, they're taking our tagline.
I'll spell it a little different. It'll be fine. Oh, my goodness. Well, shall we wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up. Thank you, witches and mystics and spiritual babes, for being here and supporting us. Welcome to all of our new audience members. We're so excited to get to know you. So don't be shy. Feel free to message us and let us know what you think of the episodes. And if there's anything that you're like, ooh, I would love an episode about this, let us know. We love being inspired by the audience. And for any of the new babes that don't know this, or a reminder, if you haven't done this yet, you can, even if you don't listen on the Apple Podcast platform, go to Apple Podcast, leave us a review, take a screenshot before you press send, because sometimes it gets lost in the ether for a while. So write the review, take a screenshot, press send, and then email the screenshot to goddesshangs@gmail.com, and we will send you back our goddess meditation that we recorded with our own voices. It's a really yummy meditation. We'd love to send it to you. That's our little value exchange for leaving us a review. We're so close to having 100 reviews, Julia. It's very exciting.
Yay!
So help us get there. How exciting would that be? We've got, I think, like 92 right now. So leave us that review. We'd love to send you the meditation. And just thank you for being the coolest community in the world, in the universe.
We love you. Join our Patreon. We're the best Patreon group in the world. We have a Discord with chats about spells, in addition to all sorts of other things, pets, deity work, outfits of the day, recipes, plants, movement, dreams, everything under the sun, everything under the witchy sun.
It's so fun.
New witch besties. We have so much fun and connection and love and support in there. We also have a coven tier. If you want to join us for a monthly coven meeting, you get all of the perks of being in our private Discord community, plus a monthly live call. We do spells together. We do different types of rituals and ceremonies, and it's really just an amazing way to connect and have some really good FaceTime with us, and we get to have some really good time with you. So if you're thinking of upgrading or joining, this is a great time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And go to goddesshangs.com. We have a shop with our 2 Oracle decks. Mm-hmm. You can go grab them all. Gotta catch them all. Oracle!
Yeah.
And we just love you, and we're so grateful. Thank you for being the magical you that you are, and we will be back next week. You can follow us on our socials.
We're at Goddess Hangs, at bizwitch.inc on TikTok, Instagram, you name it. I'm at I am Sadie Olson.
I'm at juliet.piper, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.